So this is the fundraising committee, KPFK fundraising committee. Today is November 9th, Tuesday, 2021. I am Bella DeSoto, sitting in, I am the secretary sitting in for Janine Ron Chair, who is traveling right now. She will be landing soon. She will be joining us, hopefully. And on the call is Bella DeSoto, Secretary Michael Novick, John Markowitz, and I believe there, and Oscar Ulloa. Oscar, are you there? Oscar?
He was a minute ago.
Oh, dear.
Just continue, please, so we can get somewhere.
Okay, I just texted Oscar. He must have dropped off. So as I was explaining to Michael that Lydia Ponce, Janine Ron, Ziri Rideau, Ziri just offered to also look into helping out securing a permit for December 18th. So that we can hold the event, the much-awaited event, before the year end. Many logistics need to be worked out, but the most important thing is to secure the date, time, and with a permit. If we cannot get the permit, then everything is moot, and then we have to move on to the next year. I just got an email from Lydia Ponce, and I will read it to you. I will fulfill my commitment for the fundraiser. However, I am asking myself, what's the point? Collecting money for people who sabotage the election and for continue to participate and volunteer for the programming committee that failed greatly. I have a friend that is missing. We just found out in the last 2 weeks, so it is an urgent search for her, and that will take my time. Our community is on foot and doing the good work. I have never been so overexposed to such an abusive circle, and I know I will recover. My codependency is in check again. Many blessings, Lydia Ponce. So that means that we will be hearing from her shortly once all these urgent issues get ironed out for her, and she will be doing her work on the side. So she'll be interacting with us in the next few days. But every day that passes by puts us at a greater risk of losing the date. So go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, talking about emails received, there's an email from Beth Van Gunten saying she requested she was absence from the fundraising committee. She'll be tied up through on NFC business.
Yes, I was going to go there next. And also one from Michael Heiss. He has a conflict tonight. So I said earlier to you, Michael, that there were two excused absences, and those, there they are. So the thing that we need to really work on tonight, I feel, and what needs to be in the follow-up, is to work on the Google Doc, which is the language for the phone banking. Let me finish what I was saying regarding Miguel Calzada when John Markowitz tried coming in, is that he's very excited about the next town hall event, which we will make sure gets promoted, and also for the event that we are planning, music event, et cetera, on the 18th. He's very excited about those two events. And he said his email to me was, once you get all the logistics ironed out, just let me know so we can start promoting. So he's on call with that. The other thing is that I sent out the link to everybody in your email box for the Google Doc so that we can go there. And Sue Cohen had made some contributions. So it reads, if folks can go there on the internet, Oh, Oscar, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi, Oscar. Oscar Ulloa is with us. So, Oscar, do you have, can you give us first, before we go into the survey, you are the other person, Janine Ron. Okay, I am transferring. Hold on, Oscar, let me go to Janine. Hold on, she just texted me. So Janine said, I am transferring in an international flight right now. Can't get emails. Is the meeting over? I'm transferring in an international flight right now. Can't get emails. Okay, let me respond. We are on right now. So she cannot get emails. I don't know how she's going to get this. Okay. She's getting the text. Okay. All right. So, Oscar, can you tell us, share with us any progress regarding your contacts, et cetera, since you were last at the committee for the 18th of December?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, that was one of the things that are not holding off on information or getting contact, but just to kind of regarding what Lydia said about the permit, which it was really important to have round up first. But in general, I'm pretty confident that I just talked with a few people that I consider that it will be well suited for the event. And
okay.
At some point, I can get at least at least 10 different acts, going from. On different genres, but I think because of the thought that you mentioned, or somebody mentioned it, it tried to present a rainbow kind of event. I do have some people really really focused on, so that will not be an issue.
Okay, that's great. Absolutely, the rainbow and the title of the motif. Will be, this is what KPFK looks like. So that is why I suggested that we get a rainbow, really wide variety of musical acts. I also spoke to Jose Benavides, who is visiting family. He is in the back east right now, and he told me he was going to be joining us tonight. I don't know if he's having problems, but let me get over there and see, because he could have gotten the wrong information. That's possible, too. And he also has a musical talent that he can tap into, so the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Okay. And also Rodrigo Argueta, I sent him the information, but I believe I must have sent them the wrong information, because now I sent them what Janine had sent me earlier. So now I am going to have to copy the information from that I sent John. Hold on. This is so crazy. Okay, copy. So let me get to... And Jose. Okay. Okay. So I sent him the other numbers. So this is good stuff. And again, now we have four people. Jose Benavides also has a contact going to try to outreach to someone. To see if he can also assist with a permit. So now we have four people trying to, and Ziri Rideau. So now we have four individuals that are supposed to be working on. Janine wrote, let me read an email. She wrote to this lady that was referred to her. Hi, Urina. I was forwarded your info by Sandra. These are her personal contacts. We are on the board of KPFK Radio here in LA and are looking to secure a permit for a musical event for Saturday, 12/18, ideally from 1 to 5. It would be for Temple Street between Main and Los Angeles Streets, northbound South City Hall. Please let us know if this date and time is available for permitting and what other steps we need to take to secure the space. If not, are there other weekend dates and times available at that same location before Christmas holiday? I understand you have a commitment today and are out of the office. However, if you do receive this message today, it would be great if we could get some feedback by the end of the day. We had trouble finding the right department to reach out to and have a meeting this evening to discuss possible details. Much thanks, Janine Run. Okie dokie. So that's where that is at. And so now we are going to move into most likely Jose, maybe Rodrigo may be joining us in a little bit. I sent them both the other numbers.
I'm on the call. Jose Benavides.
Hi, Jose Benavides. Thank you so much.
Hey,
yeah, great. And Oscar just spoke. Michael Novick is on the call, and so is John Markowitz. So this is Jose Benavides. So, Jose, I don't know if you had any time today to outreach regarding the permit, or this is something that you will do when you return.
No, I'll do this when I return. I'm in Salisbury, Maryland right now. So, yeah, I'm on vacation. So I'll handle that when I get.
Yes. So Thursday, you're coming back on Thursday, I understand.
No, Monday.
Oh, so you're coming back next Monday.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was telling you. I mean, I could provide you the contact, the email contact.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay, then that would be best. Do you have a telephone number? Because that is a long time to wait. Do you have a phone number as well? So you can send that to me privately, okay?
I can send you that email, his contact privately, yes.
Good, good, good. And if you have a phone, that is even better. Time is passing by real quick, and as you know. Okay, so now we are on the survey discussion guidelines and suggestions, and we are on the Google Drive, which I sent all of this via email. And we need to finalize the language for the survey so we can do phone banking at the station. And Mikel is aware of that. By the way, Jose, Mikel could not be with us. There was a conflict that came up the last minute. He was planning to be with us tonight, but he cannot. But he is very eager to start promoting the next town hall event and the musical event that we are planning for December 18th. Okay. So the survey, Sue Cohen did some contributions, and it reads, "Hi, hello, is this," and you're supposed to say Mr. or Mrs. or whoever it is, "wonderful, great. This is so-and-so, a volunteer, LSB board member, et cetera, whoever you are, with KPFK radio station. First of all, thank you for being a listener. How long have you been listening, a listener?" And then you have to put the information there. "On behalf of everyone in KPFK, your listenership is greatly appreciated. We are reaching out to our membership not only to say thank you, but also to get your feedback about some new initiatives we are implementing at the station. Change? Do you have just a few minutes?" Okay, you put that there. "You may or may not know that we have a new GM, Miguel Calzada, that joined the station last month. He comes from a journalism background and has a great deal of experience in managing radio, including multilingual programming. Do you listen to English-speaking programming, or do you also listen to the Spanish language segments. I had segments there. I don't know why it has disappeared. So that should stay.
They're shows now, they're not segments.
Yeah. And we don't have shows. We have programming. We are excited to see that Miguel will bring to programming. We are excited to see what Miguel will bring to our programming. So our is missing. He is planning to bring back our local news department as a priority. We surveyed the membership last year, and it was clear the listeners miss having a full-time news department. And by the way, I was the one who entered just about most of this. That was last week. What is, and I also inserted the lines here so we can get more feedback from them. What is or are your favorite shows? Okay. And
favorite is are.
Leave Sue put, yeah, are, exactly. Sue then wrote here, they will elaborate without being prompted, for sure, Sue. Absolutely. They just go on, and you just have to capture the time and kind of guide them. If they don't, then ask. And that's rare. They mostly volunteer a lot of stuff.
Excuse me.
Someone is trying to speak.
Oscar.
Yeah, Bella and everybody who's in the call. I was just about to wrap it up. I have a show later tonight, so to hook up to give you a quick update on whatever this is about me.
Okay.
I'll check the minutes and all the stuff.
Yes, we will update you, Oscar. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Good evening for everybody.
Have a great program tonight. Okay, thanks.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Better. What is one key thing KPFK can do to strengthen its service to the community? Question mark.
That was my ad. Yeah, that was my comment instead of what is the weakest thing about KPFK. You don't want to ask.
Oh, yes. That makes more sense. Yeah, something positive. Ad, what is the weakest thing about KPFK? No. Yeah.
I'm saying don't add that because you don't want to have such a negative question. That's
yes.
What I'm saying. Say, what is the key thing KPFK can do to strengthen its service?
Right. I removed it. Let me go back over here and say, hold on one moment.
Yeah. Okay. It disappeared.
And put that in there. Okay. So the other thing is, put at end maybe.
No.
Did you participate in the recent election of the KPFK local board elections? And that is a very good question. And then we should then put there, yes or no. Okay. Members conducted an email survey, and we would like to receive your feedback and comments on a few more things. Go to survey here. Share results summary. Thank you for the feedback you just provided. And now we are checking in with our membership to notify you on some updates. Something doesn't seem right here. Thank you for the feedback you just provided. Now we are checking in with our membership to notify you. Should be them on some updates. Them. On some. Okay.
No,
among
people were talking.
Michael,
I would say,
is that you?
Yes, I'm saying they're saying you because they're trying. You're trying to communicate to the person you're talking to. We are checking
okay.
to remember what's clumsy.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay.
We also wanted to notify you, something like that.
Yes, and with our membership. Now we are checking in with our membership. That is kind of redundant. because that's what we said at the very top. Now we also want to notify you on some about some updates. Okay, that looks good. Among some initiatives moving forward, the new GM is mapping a progressive vision for the station and has been focusing on his first few weeks with exciting proposals, with some exciting proposals such as why was the dedicated labor programming, why was that removed, crossed out?
I think that's Sue Cohn, I don't know.
Yeah, let me...
Yeah, he and I talked about that again today. I was into the station because I was taking calls for the Pacifica Radio Archives fundraiser today, and then I met with Mikhail after that. And we talked again about the idea of labor programming.
Yes.
So, I think
so that
still
be the,
definitely
there.
In the work.
Yeah, so that definitely needs to be there. So, okay, one moment.
Maybe say labor-oriented programming or something.
Labor-oriented, right, that makes more sense.
Worker-oriented, something like that.
I don't know why I'm not able to remove the... the strike through. Okay, here. Strike through. Okay, this is not being removed, so...
Good.
I have to remove the whole thing. Okay. Labor-oriented.
I got a strike through.
Now it's strike through. Okay, I'll work on that later. Labor-oriented programming. To highlight...
working people's issues.
Say that again?
Working people's issues.
Perfect. All right. Okay, Pacifica in the Street, which would be KPFK. I had KPFK, KPFK in the Street, enlisting volunteer. That should be out. Enlisting volunteer folks dedicated to the mission to collect important community news information for airing during the news segments, but not limited to, that's what I wrote, also cell phone journalism, and also, and then cell phone journalism, okay. Okay. Okay, KPFK phone. KPFK Goes to School is another effort to engage secondary and college students to come to our station to be trained to produce their own content.
No, I put content after programming. Programming content.
Yes, correct.
Content programming.
Uh-huh. That's it. Okay. Okay. Let's see. So we got to bring this up one more. Okay. We are planning on doing live events again, outdoors safely, featuring music, public affairs, speakers, poetry, all artistic forms. Insert, read some Pacifica Radio Foundation's mission statement highlights. Yes, that I believe I put in error. Because if we then highlight what the mission statement has, which is very specific, it says, you know, that we need to provide artistic space. We need to provide the space for the arts in our community, arts and workshops, and provide awards and all of that good stuff. So we can take that line and put it in there. In fact, I have the mission statement right here. Hold on.
I've got it. That's what it is.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
To gather, yes, the individuals, to gather and disseminate information on the, no, that's not the one.
Just put it in, Bella. Take a look.
Oh, to encourage and provide outlets, yes. Okay. Capital C. Perfect. To encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups. You just took it out.
Yeah, I'm...
It should be in a different fund.
I was trying to paste it back with that formatting, but it didn't paste to that formatting. I don't know why. So I copied it out, and it's in reverse. You know what I mean? When I copied it out of the mission statement on the website, it put it in white lettering with a black background, and I just tried replacing it without formatting, and it still did it the same way. I don't know why.
Yeah, something is amiss. It's not working well with this Google thing here. Okay, but we can go back to that. Let's go on. Oh, you took it out again. Okay, you're working on that. We are planning... Yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you be interested in donating? Okay. In donating. To a special dedicated fund that would restore our local news department. Our news program. We shouldn't say program. It should be department.
Newscast.
There we go. Cast. What happened here?
Hang on a second.
Okay, Pacifica Industries, okay. We are asking our listeners for their advice on how we can improve the programs we are broadcasting. And this is where we need a lot of room.
Chair.
Jose? Jose, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Jose, I know that you're on vacation, and I don't want to keep you on very much longer here. Michael and I can resolve this with John Markowitz, perhaps.
Yeah.
Can you give us kind of give us some input as to the musical acts because Oscar said that he has been outreaching to a variety of different groups, and I know that you also have contacts, so I don't want this to develop into a rivalry of any kind, but the widest variety that we can get and the very best is what
yeah.
we need. Okay, so we need quality as well as variety. So what areas or groups, maybe you cannot name them right now, but you do have contacts, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think, there is no rivalry at all. There shouldn't be. I mean they're just
yeah.
contacts. No, I'm saying, I came in onto this late. I mean, I see that you guys already have a lot of ideas down. And,
The more the merrier, because most likely you will be involved in doing a number of things. Between you and Oscar, you can handle all kinds of stuff. And
yeah.
And perhaps it's, Rodrigo will get that all as well. And, you know, other people may want to. I know Lydia Ponce has contacts as well for the musical act.
Yeah.
So we are going to, at the end, I think it is going to be a tough choice.
Yeah, no, it's a very hard thing. Yeah, it's very complicated, especially with so many people with different musical tastes. And I think I've done these before, and I kind of know what's out there. And the thing about it is, an event of the type that you're trying to do, closing off a street, is going to take a certain type of music and a certain type of, you know, some of the stuff that you hear on maybe Oscar's show might not necessarily work that well because it's not going to pull a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's kind of complicated. And the way you name an event, the target you're trying to reach,
right.
and the type of music, you know, all of this kind of makes it complicated. But what I can do for you guys, I mean, if you need the contact with the DEOS people, I mean, I've, you know, friends with these people, and I the one that got them to sponsor and pay for some of the ads for their jazz festival, and give you the contact, and you guys can make those connections. Because, I want to support you guys because I don't want to see this fail, you know, especially if you guys are closing the street. I mean, you guys have to be very, very careful what bands you select.
Absolutely.
You know, you use some, like, you know, certain bands, is this not going to pull? Like, people are not going to come out because it's KPFK. People are going to come out because it's the band.
Right, right.
And
the attraction value.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I mean, I'm willing to help out whatever it is. You know, I think all of you are on my side and I'm on your side, so I want to support you.
And you're making very good points. You are making very good points, very important
yeah.
points.
Anything I can do to help, just let me know.
Yeah.
You know, we could pull this off. It's just that, you know, we just have to remember that, you know, I think the key thing, I think the number one thing, period, is the music band. If you have the wrong bands paired up together, it's not going to work. So, and I know
yeah.
that we have a to think that KPFK, that everything works together, it just doesn't. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one person will come out to one band, and then as soon as it's over, they all leave. so you have to keep that in mind. But I don't have any suggestions yet, because I want to see, let's see what Oscar proposes, because he was working
yes.
with you guys first. And then I'll
yes.
just make, you know, suggestions when I hear them, and I'll be like, yeah, that'll work. I think that'll work. But if it's, like, going to be rocky, too very Latin America, very rock, kind of like 80s, like, it might not work. Like, it has to be something, you know, that we're listening to today. And there's really big bands that have been participating at KPFK. Like, you guys heard the Sincere's came out and they participated out here for free. Well, they came out and they did something with Gary Baca, and then Gil Cedillo had them. And because they have that connection, and because Cedillo likes KPFK mainly because of me and because of the connection with Antonio Gonzalez. See, Gil Cedillo did not want to work with the previous administration. Zuberi Fields pissed him off. So he really pissed him off. That's why he didn't want to support. That's why they didn't go to Maggie this year. They came to me. And because he respected Antonio Gonzalez, whatever we think of them politically, that's a different story. But he respected that Antonio had a show on KPFK. So I think if we approach them, I mean, we're not going to ask them for money. We're just going to say, hey, any chances you could put in a word with this band to get them to perform? Maybe we could get the Sinceres, and the Sinceres will pull a lot of people.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the genre. I'm not familiar with the band.
Yeah, the genre, I think it's, there's this, you guys can look them up. They're called the Sinceres. It's like
Can you spell it for me, please?
T-H-E-E, Sinceres. Yeah, the Sinceres, S-C-I-N-E-E-R-S. And the good thing is Gary Baca also has pull with them because they performed, they came to the station. They Gil Cedillo used them at his jazz festival thing. And I think because they like KPFK, they might be willing to do it for free. And if you Google them,
I was at the Gil Cedillo event with Janine Ron. We were doing outreaching for KPFK.
Yeah. You do a YouTube search and you type them, you'll see the amounts of people they have. So they call it Sweet Soul. It's this new genre that's huge right now in these sort of
things. That can bring in a good crowd. Okay, I got T-H-E-E-S, C as in Charlie, I-N, and then I lost you.
Yeah, Sinceres, S-C-I-N-E-E-R-S.
Oh.
And I'm also editing.
E-D-R-S.
Yeah, so
got
I think
it.
I may be able to put in a word since I'm editing their music video that's going to air pretty soon.
Excellent. That will put you indoor.
But just remember, this is a band with a whole bunch of people. I want to say it's like four of them. So, I mean, I'll ask them to do it for free, but, nowadays.
All you can do is ask.
Here's an idea. Maybe we could give them a tax write-off. I don't know if we're still able to do that.
Yes, I don't see why not. We are a 501c3, and it would be earned credit. So whatever he would charge, he would, you know, for a nonprofit, we can give him a certificate with the 501c3 seal.
Yeah, I think they might do that. Him to do that.
Yeah, Mikhail, I'm sure Mikhail will do
Chair,
that.
Chair, are you still there?
John, go ahead. John is dropping off. Jose, did you finish or did you have other?
Yeah, no, I'm finished.
Okay, all of this is very good, Jose. Thank you so much. And
no
so
problem.
You worked on those contacts. And also, how would you be able to help with the sound? When I met with Lydia Ponce, the only way to bring the band equipment is through Main Street. So the trucks or the vans would park very quickly by the curb. And then with flatbeds, I happen to have three flatbeds. I can get another one from my storage. I keep them in my SUV, bring those flatbeds to haul in the equipment. And then the equipment, because it's stairs, you see. So you walk up the stairs, and we need people to help the musicians bring up the equipment. And that would be work, bringing it in, bringing it up to the stage area above the bridge, the little bridge, and then bringing it down again to their van. So
I think at some point what you should do to not tie down your meeting here is just assign someone to sound, right? Exactly. Okay. It could be Oscar, because I do know that Oscar has big cargo vans. I don't know if those are his work vans or his personal vans, but I have seen him roll up many days with a cargo van, like one of those 15-passenger vans. And what?
Yes,
with no
I have
seats.
Seen that too. I have seen it
so
too.
Maybe that's all we need. And just assign a couple people, you know, just delegate a couple people to sound and logistics, technical logistics.
Yeah,
and
so I mentioned to you that he already offered that, but he I don't think he should only be by himself. It's a big job. So what I was envisioning is that both of you collaborating in those areas.
Yeah, I'll collaborate with him. I mean, I think, you know, tentatively, yeah, I'll collaborate with him. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you both have expertise.
But
okay.
We also have members at KPFK, remember? We have staff members at KPFK. We also have staff.
I didn't hear you.
We also have staff members at KPFK that know sound, and maybe they'll work that day.
That's a possibility, although I doubt they would be helping us, but we can ask. Mark Maxwell would be one person.
I don't know. I think he's more of a New Day guy, but I think if you ask Mikkel to assign two people, just pay them for the day, you know, they'll assist all of us, you know.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Absolutely. Okay, and also I was thinking of having this live on the air. So having a live show on the air, what do you think, simultaneously?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it could happen. But I think right now the hardest thing to focus on is going to be just, you know, finding the talent, working on the messaging of the event. And the name of the event is also a very huge deal.
It is very huge. The name of the event.
Take a look at what NPR is doing.
No. We already have the name. I already mentioned it. This is what KPFK looks like.
Okay. On that day.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what KPFK looks like. Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
I got to get to Janine now. She just texted me. Thank you so much. Much love. Thank you.
Bye,
be well. Bye.
Yeah, thanks for staying up so late. On the East Coast.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Janine just wrote me. What does she say? Janine, where are you?
Oops. I texted her. Oh, I don't know why she didn't want to get in. She sent me a text that she had back and forth.
I ran out of time, Bella. Hopefully next meeting can be set for next week. Also, reminder that there's now three task forces. Phone banking, live events, grant assessment per last meeting. That's right. We can post these task force meetings on KPFTX, but don't need requirement of posting a week prior, right? I will have a much more open schedule after returning tomorrow afternoon, so feel free to schedule whatever works for everybody. Okay, very good. Got you.
This is Michael. I'm not sure who's left on the call because it sounds like we lost John. Oscar left. I think Jose left. But I typed a bunch of stuff more in the
Okay, so now let's go back
script.
There. Yeah, I'm here now.
Well, I typed a bunch of stuff more in the script, particularly on the thing about the music. Very, very out of date. The list of musical genres. You know, it says, for example, jazz. Well, there's a lot of different genres of jazz, a lot of different genres of rock. You know, it doesn't, it says Latin, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, cumbia, reggaeton, salsa, you know, it's like, you know, so if we are going to list, it's got to be a much more extensive list, or don't list and just let them volunteer. You know, people listen to emo, house music, tech, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
I think the whole thing needs to be shorter, and I think we need to get it started soon, because the whole point of this was not actually just to do the survey. It was to try to do calling out and get some money in the door. This,
right.
The reason the fundraising committee is that we said we were going to start calling out to people who lapsed and try to see if we can find out why they lapsed so that we can correct the problems and also see if we can get some money out of them. And, you know, I think there's a lot of impatience, actually, to see us actually doing that. So I would like to try to I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance because I've been doing so many other things, but I will try to trim down this Google Doc into a shorter thing.
Yeah.
And see
if
we can.
It's way too long.
If we can, at the local station board meeting, and I'll check back in with Terry about trying to recruit some people to actually do the calling out and get
okay.
that underway. That's,
okay.
You know, I think that would. You know, it's almost the middle of November. Doesn't have
right.
to be another 5 in December. Let's face it, we're going to be in
right.
fund drive in 3 weeks again. So before
this
that,
unbelievable. Yeah, it's really bad. Okay, so when would you be able to trim this down? What is your time window for this?
I'll work on it tonight and tomorrow after the call is over.
And then you share it with me and Janine, please. And
yeah.
then
I'll work on
and
it
then yes, okay. And then Janine should be back tomorrow. So what we are going to, I am not going to, we need to schedule for next week. It's already 8:56 coming on 9. So we're going to be adjourning. Let me look at the calendar here and look at KPFTX. This could also be a tentative meeting. Okay. So for next week,
we have this program oversight, this community advisory board, there's a LSP report to the listeners that same night on the 15th. There's the local station meeting
Monday.
On Wednesday.
We would not be able to do it on Monday for sure. I'm pulling my calendar. It's somewhere else, my calendar now. I left it somewhere.
We could try for Tuesday the 16th, maybe a week from tonight,
so
or
I have
2 weeks.
Calendar. I have my calendar now. Hold on. The 16th. I have a dental appointment at 4:30, but we can do it at 7. We should do it at 7 p.m. We should meet on the 16th at 7 p.m.
Does that give us 20 a full week? I guess it's
I cannot
enough.
Say that again.
Need to have a full week to notice it.
No, we don't need a full week, as this is a the task forces. This will be under task force, three task forces of this committee that will
Jonathan, be point of information.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
The KPFK local station board is meeting Wednesday, November 17th at 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Let me finish. The KPFK Governance Committee is meeting the same day at 7:30 p.m.
No, it's not. That's a canceled meeting. The Governance Committee
okay.
is meeting this Friday, the 12th.
Okay.
Right,
at
4 p.m.
Okay, I just want to say that
when it's in yellow, it means the meeting has been canceled.
Yes, I see where it says canceled now on the listing. I have something else to explain to you. I was disconnected from the call again, and I tried calling in on both of my phones and was unable to call in. This has never happened before, and I just want you to know that I do not appreciate the fact that Otis or somebody is blocking me from calling with my number blocked. That's what's happening. So thank you, Otis, a lot, since obviously you're monitoring this call. I called in on both numbers, was blocked on both my phones unless I revealed my number. Now, that's never happened before, Michael or Bella, to me, in the entire history of calling into KPFTX. I do not think it's a coincidence. And just for the record, Otis explained that these numbers, that they're basically all connected to a whole bunch of different numbers, different call-in numbers, and code numbers. They're all connected.
What he explained, John, so you understand.
Oh, I heard what he said originally
before
he was trying to obfuscate what I was saying. That is what he said. I just want to make sure it's on the record right now for this recording.
Okay,
and we'll see if Otis leaves it on there.
Okay.
When it's posted.
Okay, may I please? All the phone numbers leave.
Understand the seriousness of what I'm saying. These calls are not private whatsoever.
No, that is correct. They're private.
Have you ever, did you know that there are, he said up to five phone numbers are connected with different code numbers to the same
everybody
call?
Everybody knows that.
Really?
If you look at if you look at KPFTX, you'll see that there are many different numbers to call in to my Astro conference. They're all to the same system on my Astro conference. It doesn't matter what call and number you use. And for any given call, there are often multiple login codes. For example, for the Finance Committee, every individual member of the Finance Committee gets their own personal login code from the Treasurer. And then on KPFTX, there's a guest login code that everybody who comes on as a guest uses. But there are multiple login codes for any given call, and there are multiple phone numbers that can be used to call in.
Are these phone numbers available for whoever scheduling the call to access, to view who's calling in on what number?
Yes, they are.
Let me ask you.
And I need to clarify, which Michael did not, the only thing that distinguishes one committee from the other is the code, is the access code. That is the only thing that is exclusively given a sign.
Not correct. You just did not hear what Michael said.
Okay. Look.
That's not correct.
Same code. The same meeting.
If people can call in with their own code numbers to the same meeting, then it's not the only one code.
I'll repeat what I said, which was clear and precise. There are multiple phone numbers to reach my escrow conference. Any phone number you use is irrelevant. The code will put you into a call. But for the same call, there are multiple codes available. If you're on the Maestro Conference dashboard as the host, which some people can do, for example, Fred Blair is able to do that, and a few other people can, then you can see who is calling on what number.
Okay.
If you're just chairing the meeting, that information is not available to you.
Okay, so whose information would that be on this particular call? Otis's?
On this particular call, as far as I know, only Otis would have had access to the data.
Again, both of you are not understanding something. I was disconnected five times on this call.
I understand that you think that was intentional. I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that what you're talking about doesn't in no way explains why I've been disconnected. My phones are working perfectly. I checked them out. And as soon as I unblocked my number, I was able to connect on both phones. So somebody is preventing me. Listen, Michael. Somebody is preventing me from connecting to this call and staying connected unless I reveal my number. That person would be Otis if he's in charge of this call, of this meeting call right now. You understand?
He would be the only one.
Michael, did you understand what I just said?
Nobody else at this call who had access to the dashboard except Otis. Whether he blocked any numbers.
I'm saying to you that's the only possibility, and somebody else's, unless somebody else is hacking through the Maestro system. There is no other explanation. You understand? My phones are working perfectly.
I hope
I was
that
not disconnected until he was on the call monitoring after he started streaming.
I called him. This is the reason
I know you called him. It has nothing to do with what you were doing. I'm talking about my phone.
But he didn't get up. John, he did not get on the call until after you had the problem logging in and getting knocked off, and Bella called him to try to solve that problem. So
he was already on the call because he had established it. He was waiting for it to be streamed.
No.
So you're wrong, Michael. Thank you.
The meeting
if this
is
irrelevant, you are also wrong, as usual. Wrong in principle and in deed.
Okay. I am so sorry, John, that you are experiencing this situation. And the only person that would be in any position to block or to interfere would be Otis. Am I saying that he did it? I cannot say that. And I'm sorry that you're having this problem. Yes, there are anomalies that go on, for sure. Okay, Michael, are you still there? Michael? John? Okay, so we are adjourning, and we are going to schedule a follow-up meeting for the 16th of November. This has been the KPFK Fundraising Committee. I am the Secretary, Bella DeSoto. Janine Ron, Chair, has been traveling. She will be returning tomorrow. She was not able to join us tonight. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.